Thank you for listening in. Today's topic is 3 steps to bringing out the confident salesperson in you. Self-confidence is the most important attribute a salesperson requires. We have all encountered situations where the deal fell through solely because the salesperson was not able to earn the trust of the prospect due to exhibiting uncertainty in himself, the company, or the product. The most common examples would be simply struggling with communication, constantly using sentence fillers like okay, and fumbling to find information in your sales deck or laptop when trying to answer questions. Reversely, we often use the phrase "could sell ice to an Eskimo" to describe the gutsiest salespeople we know. Think about it. It would take a lot of self-belief in promoting a product to a prospect who might not necessarily need it. Trying to sell ice to Eskimos might not be the most effective approach in contemporary sales, but like preparation, being confident means half the battle won. My stance on confidence is simple. Imagine yourself a boxer. There are 3 fundamentals to being decent at the sport. You need to have the right posture, you need to know how to throw punches, and lastly, you need to be able to take punches yourself. The context to having self-confidence is the same. Posture, ability, and resilience. Fortunately, these are all trainable muscles, and the PEMS model has proven capable of breaking and creating new patterns or habits. To do so, you would have to heal on 4 levels: physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And here are the 3 steps you could take to bringing out the confident salesperson in you. Step 1. Repetition. In keeping with the sports theme for this article, I would like to reference the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan. The most confident ever to grace the court and an athlete who transcended the game. His famous quote is, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." Repetition must be intertwined with persistence. When you consistently put in the effort to be the best version of yourself, while being able to take the occasional setbacks, the process takes over and confidence comes naturally. Step 2. Mitigating the influence of your environment. Take a moment to paint this picture in your head. You are the product of your environment. What do you see in this picture? Of the things that you see, what amongst it makes you happy? What of it negatively affects you? There are various debates on the degree of which an environment can influence a person. But what matters here is that those lacking in confidence are often quick to push blame away, and the easiest target is the environment around them. One of my favorite authors, Marcel Proust, wrote, "We believe that we can change the things around us in accordance with our desires. We believe it because otherwise we can see no favorable outcome." Stop deferring to the environment and focus on what you can control. For example, naysayers are only as effective as your willingness to listen. Your self-confidence is not built by the environment around you, but what you choose it to be within it. Step 3. Giving more than you are asking. John Maxwell's book, How Successful People Lead, states that there are 5 levels of leadership, and you need to recognize that you are not on the same level with every person. It is dynamic, relative, and changes from relationship to relationship. Confidence works in the same way. Anyone would feel more comfortable around someone you've spent decades with, against someone you might not have, or you might just have met for the first time. Unfortunately, as a salesperson, the job requires that we constantly meet new people as part of the lead generation cycle. The most genuine ways to balance the confidence levels with any prospect is understanding the law of reciprocity. Self-confidence is wavered by uncertainty. But if you truly believe that you are providing valuable information or quality services in your industry, there will be no doubts that you should receive quality returns from the prospect in return. All right. Thank you for listening today. I hope you had a good time. Thanks.